Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners-up today will begin with the participants in the Great Arkansas Fireworks War.
Yeah, I was thinking about them when they were blowing off the cannons there in the end of that AC/DC song. At least five people had fingers or parts of their hand blown off on the 4th of July in what they call a fireworks war in Arkansas, where 12 people were arrested, 5 people injured, 250 to 300 people firing fireworks not only at each other, but at the ambulance workers and the people that came out and the cops. Crazy.
Equal in knuckleheadedry would be the hikers in Texas. They were at a state park, a well-known state park, and a park that they were familiar with until they got scared. They thought they heard a feral pig, and they started running off the trail and found a tree and climbed up the tree for safety. Then they called 911 to tell the police, "We're scared. We're in the park. There's a feral pig who's going to get us. Please come rescue us." So the cops came out, and the cops said, "Well, we didn't see any pigs." And they said, "Well, don't you hear it? Listen." The cops said, yeah, we hear what we hear that. That's not a feral pig. Those are the rumble strips from a nearby road. Oh, sorry about that.
Never mind.
But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today, the burglar who got trapped on the inversion table.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Maybe the guy, the 39-year-old in Salina, Kansas, had never seen an inversion table. If you haven't, it's basically like a seesaw. It's a flat board like a stretcher, but it's got ankle holders, like ankle clamps at the bottom of it, and you hang upside down. You clamp those things over your ankle, you tip yourself over on the teeter-totter deal, and then you hang upside down, and it's good for stretching out your back and getting some circulation and stuff going. Well, this guy breaks into the house, sees one down in the basement, thought, let me try that. So he straps his ankles in there, turns himself upside down, and then didn't have the core strength to pull himself back up and undo the straps. So he's trapped upside down. The blood's running to his face. And you think his face is red from the embarrassment. But no, it's the blood running to his head. And he had to start yelling for the homeowner to help, help.
Now, the homeowner, you need to take pictures of that, and that needs to be part of the story so we get to see this guy. If you have to pixelate his face, you pixelate his face, but we would all like to see that. That would be enjoyable. Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.